If it's all right with everyone, we'll start now. We'll pray. Oh God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus and thank thee for this little while again we can spend opening thy word and reading from it and making known the wonderful message of the gospel. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus and all he's done at the cross in order to save us. We thank thee for the many we know are trusting in him as Lord and Saviour. There may be some on our call today who still are not saved, who still need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and turn from their sin. We think of some who are younger and maybe some who are older who will be listening. We pray that they will meet the need of everyone and that they may see their need to be saved. We pray especially for the family, particularly those who mourn today. Pray for the McKenzie family, for Teen and for Jemima and Harbour and all the family. We pray for them that minister comfort to them and all the assembly at our assembly in there. We pray that thou wilt comfort them, all those who mourn. And we know that Timmy is with Christ. He's with the Lord. He's absent from the body, but he's present with the Lord Jesus, whom he loved and served. And now we turn to thy word. We pray thou wilt give us help to make the gospel message plain. Help Raquel and myself as we would make the gospel known. And as the translation too, we pray thy help for us and for all who listen, that we will hear the voice of God today and that precious souls will be saved. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now we're reading first of all today from Peter's second epistle and chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 8 and 9 to begin with. So I'll read it in English and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. 2 Peter 3 verses 8 and 9. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
So ating basahin sa aklat ng ikalawang Pedro, chapter 3, verse 8. Mga minamahal, huwag ninyong kalilimutan na sa Panginoon, ang isang araw ay tulad ng 1,000 taon, at ang 1,000 taon ay tulad ng isang araw lamang. Ang Panginoon ay hindi nagpapabaya sa kanyang mga pangako gaya ng inaakala ng ilan. Hindi pa niya tinutupad ang pangakong iyon, alang-alang sa inyo. Binibigyan pa niya ng pagkakataon ng lahat upang makapagsisi at tumalikod sa kasalanan sapagkat hindi niya nais na may mapahamak.
We learn from these verses that God is eternal. Psalm 90 verse 2 says that even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God being eternal views time very differently to us. 1,000 years is only like one day to him.
So ating napag-aralan o ating nabasa sa salita ng Diyos na ang Diyos ay magpasawalang hanggan. Sa mga sa awit, sa aklat ng awit, chapter 90 verse 2, ay sinasabi doon na ang Diyos ay mula sa walang hanggan at siya ay walang hanggan. Ang Diyos ay walang hanggan at tinitingnan niya ng may nang naiiba ang ating kapanahunan. Para sa kanya, ang 1,000 taon ay maaaring isang araw lamang.
We only know what it is to live in time, in terms of day and night, light and darkness, sunrise and sunset, times and seasons, using our clocks and calendars and so on.
Bilang isang tao ay atin lamang nalalaman ang ating kapanahunan. Tayo ay nabubuhay sa pamamagitan ng araw o ng gabi, ng liwanag o kadiliman, pagsikat ng araw at paglubog nito, oras at ang kapanahunan, at ating ginagamit ang ating orasan at ang ating kalendaryo at kung ano pamang maaaring gamitin upang malaman ang oras at ang kapanahunan.
Yet how wonderful then that the eternal God, the Creator, also became man. The only sinless man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and lived in a body here on earth for over 30 years, experiencing days of 24 hours, so that as to his life on earth, we read in John chapter 1 expressions such as the next day after, and the day following.
Subalit ang kahanga-hangang magpasawalang hanggang Diyos, ang Diyos na lumikha ng lahat ay naging tao. Siya ay walang isang taong walang kasalanan at siya ang ating Panginoong Hesus. Siya ay nabuhay sa katawang kagaya ng sa atin dito sa mundo ng 30, mahigit 30 taon at kanyang naranasan ang 24 na oras dito sa ating mundo.
Why did he come to earth then?
At ang kanyang buhay dito sa mundo ay ating makikita sa Juan chapter 1 ang mga ganitong salita. Kinabukasan, makalipas ang 2 araw at ang mga sumunod na araw.
Why did he come to earth then? The Lord Jesus willingly came here for many reasons. But the one main reason we consider in this gospel message today is that he came to suffer on the cross, shed his blood as a sacrifice and die for our sins. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, we read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And he rose again from the dead, rose again, proving that God is satisfied with the price he paid on that cross. And this is why the Lord Jesus cried out the words, "It is finished," declaring that he had paid the price. And the work was done so that sinners can be saved from God's judgment by repenting of sin and trusting him as Lord and Savior.
Bakit nga ba nagtungo ang Panginoong Hesus dito sa mundo? Maaring maraming rason kung bakit siya ay nagtungo dito sa ating mundo. Subalit ang ating ikukonsidera sa araw na ito ay ang patungkol sa mensahe ng Panginoon na siya ay pumarito upang magdusa sa krus ng Kalbaryo at ibuhos ang kanyang dugo bilang alay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Sinasabi sa 1 Timoteo chapter 1 verse 15, si Jesus ay nagtungo dito sa mundo upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Siya ay nabuhay na mag-uli. Ito ay patunay na ang Diyos ay nasiyahan sa kanyang alay at siya ay sumigaw nang tapos na nagpapatunay na kanyang binayaran ang sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo ang halaga ng ating mga kasalanan upang tayo ay maligtas sa kahatulan kung tayo ay magsisisi at magtitiwala sa ating Panginoong Hesus.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 tells us how long-suffering the Lord has been and still is with sinners. Every day that he gives you physical life is a proof that he is not willing that you should perish in hell. He wants you to repent of your sin and accept him as your Lord and Saviour today. Do not think, however, that you have plenty of time. Come and be saved now.
Sa ikalawang Pedro, chapter 3, verse 9, ay pinapahayag kung paano ang ating Panginoon ay mayroong mahabang pagtitiis at hindi niya nais na ang mga tao ay na ang mga makasalanan ay mapahamak sa bawat araw ng ating buhay. Ipinapakita rito kung paanong ang Panginoon ay may mahabang pagtitiis at hindi ninanais na tayo ay mapahamak at mahatulan at magtungo sa impyerno. Huwag niyong isipin na kayo ay mayroong mahabang oras dito sa mundo. Kailangan na ninyong maibaligtas ngayon.
Now we will read three separate verses so that you will see how important and urgent it is to make sure that you attend to the sin question in your life. As we read them, please pay special attention to the word remember. The word remember. That word occurs in all three verses. Now we'll read them one at a time. I'll read them in English. I'll read one verse in English and then Raquel will read one verse in Tagalog. And we'll go through the three of them like that.
So, ngayon ay ating babasahin ang tatlong magkakaibang talata na matatagpuan sa Biblia at ito ay napaka-importante. Ito ay mahalaga at ating bigyang atensyon ang salitang alalahanin.
The first one is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 1. It reads like this: remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them.
Ang ating mga talatang unang babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Mangangaral. Mangangaral, chapter 12, verse 1. Alalahanin mo ang iyong manlilikha sa panahon ng iyong kabataan, bago dumating ang mga araw at taon na puno ng kaguluhan, panahong hindi mo na madama ang tamis ng mabuhay.
Now a very short verse. It's Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 32. And it reads, remember Lot's wife.
At sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 17, verse 32, ito ay napakaikling talata na nagsasabi, alalahanin ninyo ang nangyari sa asawa ni Lot.
And finally, Luke chapter 23, it's verses 42 and 43. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt thou be with me in paradise.
At sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 23, verse 42, ito ay ang salita ng magnanakaw na nakapako sa tabi ng Diyos, ng Panginoong Yesus. Sinabi niya, Panginoon, alalahanin mo ako pagdating mo sa iyong kaharian. At si Jesus ay sumagot, sinasabi ko sa iyo, isasama kita ngayon sa paraiso.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, God our Creator calls the young people to remember him while they are still in their youth.
Sa aklat ng Mangangaral, ang ating Diyos ay nagpapahayag sa atin na siya ay ating alalahanin habang tayo ay bata pa.
There is the danger that when we are young, we think we have years ahead of us. and want to enjoy ourselves in the pleasures the world offers us. But the Bible warns us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25, that these are the pleasures of sin for a season. They do not last and do not satisfy. And they are sin because they take us away from God and distract our attention away from our need to be saved.
Nang tayo ay mga bata pa, maaring naisip natin na napakahaba pa ng ating ibubuhay, ang ating ikabubuhay sa mundo, at tayo ay magsaya lamang sa mga makamundong bagay na ibinibigay sa atin. Subalit ang Biblia ay nagbababala. Ito ay matatagpuan sa Hebrews chapter 11 verse 25. Sinasabi rito na ang kasalanan ay panandalian lamang ang dulot ng kasalanan. Hindi ito magtatagal at hindi ito magbibigay ng kasiyahan sa atin, sapagkat ang mga kasalanan ay naglalayo sa atin sa Diyos at inilalayo ang ating kaisipan sa ating pangangailangang maligtas.
The longer you delay, the more evil things you do, and you will discover that sin is no longer a pleasure you enjoy, but a slavery which is to be feared and takes you on the downward road away from God and down to hell.
At habang pinagtatagal ninyo ang inyong kaligtasan, maaring kayo ay magkaroon ng maraming kasalanan, at inyong matatagpuan na ang kasalanan ay hindi na makapagbibigay sa inyo ng kaligayahan o kasiyahan. Subalit ito ay magdudulot ng pagkatakot, sapagkat kayo ay inalipin na ng kasalanan, at ang mga kasalanan ito ay maglalayo sa iyo sa Panginoong Diyos, at kayo ay maaring magtungo sa impyerno.
Lot was a man who lived with his wife and family in the wicked, immoral city of Sodom. God was about to judge the sin of Sodom with fire and brimstone, and told the whole family to escape the city before the fire came.
Si Lot ay isang tao na nabuhay kasama ang kanyang pamilya sa napakasamang lungsod ng Sodom. Ang Diyos ay nagpahayag na kanyang pupuksain o kanyang hahatulan ang kasalanan ng Sodom. At ito ay pauulanan niya ng apoy. At sinabi niya sa pamilya ni Lot na kayo ay tumakas sa lungsod bago dumating ang apoy.
In Luke chapter 17 verse 32, the Lord Jesus tells us to remember Lot's wife, because as she left the city, yet in her heart she never left it, longing to be back there. God took her life in judgment by turning her body into a pillar of salt, and she stands as a memory of someone who could have been saved, but chose to miss God's salvation, and as a warning to you today not to stay in your sins.
Sa ating binasa sa aklat ng Lucas, chapter 17, verse 32, ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagpahayag ng alalahanin niyo ang asawa ni Lot, sapagkat ang asawa ni Lot, nang sila ay umalis sa lungsod ng Sodom, subalit ang kanyang puso ay naroroon pa rin. Hindi niya maiwanan ang mga kasalanang kanyang tinamasa sa lungsod ng Sodom, kung kaya't pinarusahan siya ng Diyos at siya ay ginawang estatwang asin Ito ay nagpapahayag at nagpapaalala sa atin kung paanong tayo ay dapat na maligtas. Subalit, hindi natin ginawang tayo ay maligtas at ito ay isang babala para sa atin ngayon na nararapat tayo ay maligtas.
At this time, most of us are thinking of dear Timmy, who has been taken from us in his early 30s. There is real sorrow among us, and he is greatly missed. But we are comforted to know that Timmy has now been taken to be with the Lord Jesus, in whom he first trusted in his youth. How vital it was that Timmy was saved while he was in the days of his youth.
Sa mga panahong ito, maaaring inaalala natin ang ating kaibigang si Timmy na sa kanyang mahigit ikatatlumpong taon ay kinuha sa atin ng Panginoon. Maaaring tayo ay nalulungkot at maaaring ating naaalala parati ang ating kaibigang si Timmy. Subalit maaari rin na tayo ay sa mga sandaling ito ay nabibigyan maaalala natin na si Timmy ay nasa kaharian na ng Diyos sapagkat siya ay nagsisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan at tinanggap ang Panginoong Jesus bilang kanyang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Ito ay nagpapaalala sa atin na kagaya ni Timmy na dapat tayong maligtas habang tayo ay bata pa.
Ever since he was saved, we have heard how much Timmy loved and faithfully served his Lord and Savior. Here on Zoom, he loved to give his testimony of how he was saved, and he longed that others would be saved too, often saying how vital it is to get God's salvation.
Ating narinig sa mga patutuo ng mga nagmamahal kay Timmy na nang si Timmy ay maligtas, siya ay ang kanyang pagmamahal at ang matapat na paglilingkod sa kanyang Panginoon ay kanyang ipinakita. At dito sa mga meeting na ating ginawa, ay parati niyang sinasabi ang kanyang patotoo kung paanong siya ay naligtas at nais niya na ang lahat ng nakikinig ay magkaroon din ng kaligtasan.
In Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, we are told of the only man we read of in the Bible who got saved at the end of his life. He was a thief dying on a cross next to the Lord Jesus, who suffered and died there not for any sin of his own, for he is the perfect, holy, sinless Son of God. And out of love for you and me, he suffered, shed his blood, and died for our sins.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa sa Lucas chapter 23, verse 42, ito ay nagpapahayag at ipinapahayag sa atin ang nag-iisang tao na naligtas nang siya ay naghihingalo na. Ito ay ang magnanakaw na nasa tabi, na nakapako sa tabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Ang ating Panginoong Jesus na naghirap, nagdusa at namatay, hindi para sa kanyang mga kasalanan sapagkat ang Panginoong Jesus ay walang kasalanan, sapagkat siya ay matuwid, siya ay banal, siya ay walang kasalanan na anak ng Diyos. Subalit sa kanyang pagmamahal sa atin, siya ay nagdusa at ang kanyang dugo siya ay nagdusa at namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
the dying thief called only just in time to the Lord Jesus, Lord, remember me, repenting of his sin and confessing that he deserved to die and that the Lord Jesus has done nothing amiss, nothing to deserve it.
Ang naghihingalong magnanakaw ay tumawag sa ating Panginoong Jesus sa tamang panahon. Sinabi niya, Panginoon, alalahanin mo ako. Siya ay nagsisi sa kanyang mga kasalanan at ipinahayag na siya ay nararapat na mamatay. At ang Panginoong Jesus ay walang kasalanan at walang karapatan na siya ay mamatay.
The Lord did remember him and saved him there and then and promised him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
At ang Panginoon sa kanyang pagmamahal, siya ay inalala at sinabi at nangako na ngayon ikaw ay isasama ko sa paraiso.
Please do not risk leaving salvation till you are dying like that thief did. Many people leave it too late and perish forever in their sins. Be saved now before it is too late.
Kagaya ng magnanakaw na namatay, huwag nating ipagpabukas ang ating kaligtasan sapagkat maraming tao ang ipinagpabukas at winalang bahala ang kaligtasan at ito ay huli na para sa lahat, para sa kanila at sila ay nagdusa magpasawalang hanggan sa kanilang mga kasalanan. Maligtas tayo ay dapat tayong magkaroon ng kaligtasan ngayon na bago pa mahuli ang lahat.
In closing, I'm going to quote 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. And that verse says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Sa ikalawang Korinto chapter 6 verse 2, ito ay nagpapaalala sa atin ng kahalagahan ng kaligtasan sa tamang panahon. Nasabi rito, ikalawang Korinto chapter 6 verse 2, ngayon na ang panahong nararapat, ito na ang araw ng pagliligtas.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to the gospel and now we'll close with prayer. God and Father, we thank thee that we've been able to once again proclaim the gospel message. We do not know for how long that will be proclaimed because the Lord Jesus is coming soon and not one of us know how long or short our lives will be here on earth. We thought of Timmy and we know that relatively young he has been taken to be with the Lord Jesus in heaven. And we know that he is there with Christ, which is far better for him. But we pray that we may, even though it's a sad circumstance, we may learn this lesson that life is short and eternity is long and we need to be sure we're going to the right place. Pray that no one here on the call will go on in their sins with their sins unforgiven. The Lord Jesus has finished the work. He's paid the price so that we do not need to perish. None need perish. All may live, for Christ has died. But it's up to each one to make sure they do get right with God. And we pray they would help any today who are still not saved to take that step of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee then for this time together. Commit one another to thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.